Puerto Ricans are continuing their protests of the island's leadership. Governor Ricardo Rossello was already under pressure to step down because of the mounting debt the island faces, along with his administration's response following Hurricane Maria. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reached out to a Connecticut resident who happened to be on vacation there as the latest controversy with the Puerto Rican governor boiled over.
The demonstrations began earlier this week after correspondence between members of Governor Ricardo Rossello's administration came to light, including one online exchange where a former chief financial officer appeared to joke about dead bodies that piled up on the island after Maria. Jason Ortiz is the president of the Connecticut Puerto Rican Agenda. He says the protests will continue.
They're growing. There's tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people in Viejo San Juan chanting, and now we have some of the biggest celebrity folks, you know, endorsing the movement, you know, and Residente, Bad Bunny, Ricky Martin, Benicio del Toro have all committed to helping the protests continue.
Ortiz says on Monday night he and many others called for Rossello's resignation, chanting Renuncia Ricky outside the governor's residence in San Juan. They were greeted with tear gas.
I've never seen tear gas be more ineffective in my life. The Puerto Rican organizers there were able to calm the crowd down so there wasn't people running, dispense with the canister and move it away, and push right back up again.
Rossello condemned the protests and refused to resign, saying he'll, quote, continue the work we're doing for Puerto Rico. Ortiz, the advocate, says that when he returns home, it'll be his job to amplify the message of his fellow protesters to the Puerto Rican diaspora in Connecticut. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.